It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. We did not air listener feedback last week due to the holidays, so here are a couple of messages that came in from mid-May and forward.
I'm a fairly faithful listener calling from Frankfort, Kentucky. I listen to WEKU in the morning as I'm getting ready for work and driving to work, and in the evenings as I'm coming home. And both morning and evening, I noticed that when EKU's programming is local, that is not coming from NPR, it is constantly being broken up by static.
I do know, and maybe this will help isolate it, it occurs only when you're on live mic, never on recording or network.
The good news, friends, is that we believe we have fixed the technical problem that was causing regular dropouts in our signal on 88.9 in Central Kentucky. Actually, there were two issues which we think we have now resolved. Please do let us know if you hear any more problems. Meanwhile, I can't pass up an opportunity to let you hear this comment from regular listener and correspondent Lee.
When compared to a nearby consortium of public radio stations, Roger and John manage twice as many transmitters over twice as many frequencies, over 10 times the area, with half the staff and half the budget, and definitely not any more in the way of glitches. We're awfully lucky, folks.
Write to us at any time, WEKU at EKU.edu, post on Facebook or send a tweet at 889WEKU, or leave a voice message, 859-622-1657. Then tune in for listener feedback again next Monday on 889WEKU.